Cuomo has been speaking out nearly every day against a proposal in the federal tax overhaul plan to eliminate state and local tax deductions from federal income tax filings. He calls it double taxation and a political attack on New York. The state controller says New Yorkers would lose $72 billion in state and local tax deductions if the Republican plan in Congress were to be approved. That's because New York has one of the highest local tax rates in the nation. Cuomo called out the two Republican congressmen from New York who voted for the measure on Thursday, Chris Collins of Western New York and Tom Reed of the Southern Tier.
I think it's modern-day treason against the state. I think they are the Benedict Arnolds of today because they voted against the interest of the people in their district.
The final vote on the budget measure was 216 to 212. Cuomo says if both had voted no, the vote would have ended in a tie.
I hold the two congresspeople who voted in favor of it personally responsible. I believe it was pure party payback.
The seven other GOP congressmen and women in New York voted against the budget measure, saying they are opposed to getting rid of the state and local tax deduction. Representative Reed's been calling Cuomo a hypocrite because he says the Democratic governor is protecting a provision that benefits the wealthiest taxpayers most of all.
It's just ironic to me that the Democrats who have been for decades chastising me for standing for the 1%, at the end of the day through this process will be called out for what they are, a bunch of hypocrites standing for the 1% millionaires and billionaires that are funding their campaigns and their runs for president.
Governor Cuomo has been mentioned as a potential 2020 presidential candidate, but he said only that he wants to seek re-election as governor in 2018 right now. Reed says a compromise is in the works to keep the state and local tax deductions, but prevent higher income earners from claiming it. He says the limit would not affect the vast majority of people in his district.
That's going to allow 99% of the people in the district I represent and across New York State to get a tax benefit as a result of tax reform.
But Cuomo says preventing upper middle class and wealthier taxpayers from using the deduction will help drive them out of the state and put more of a tax burden on lower income earners. California Governor Jerry Brown agrees with Governor Cuomo that the tax overhaul provision is politically motivated.
This is an attack on California, New York, and New Jersey and other states, with a few exceptions, that were not voting for Trump. So it's a gross manipulation of our tax code, I think, because there's no other real reason, for political reasons. It's not going to benefit our economy. It's going to increase the deficit. It's going to penalize individuals by billions and billions.
All of California's 14 Republican congressional representatives voted for the measure that paves the way for the tax overhaul vote. Brown says he's tried to get them to change their minds, but so far has not been successful. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.